This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people. Welcome back. This is Christo here. I will be going through webinars with you on today's show and how we use webinars to sell products and services. So to help you generate more customers or sell more to existing customers or add more value to your existing customers, it's a really, really cool thing to look at, especially if you've never even looked at webinars. In this episode, I'll go through the benefits, of course, of webinars, and then I'll go through exactly how we put together the content on a webinar to build the credibility, build the relationship, increase stick rate so people stick around on your webinars, and how you can pitch. I even break down how we put together a pitch, a promotion. So you might be promoting a new product or service or an old product or service, but promoting anything. And I'll also share at the end how you can see a live webinar in action. So everything I go through, and then how you can get access to a free webinar and see exactly everything I go through happening live and in the flesh. Well, not in the flesh because it's online, but how you can see it happening live and break down the steps exactly that I teach in today's episode. So super cool episode. Enjoy. So let's dive into webinars and why you'd even need to pay attention to webinars in the first place. I know for a lot of you, you might even just hear the word webinars and think, what on earth is that? Is it like web seminar? It sounds like a bit of a joke. It almost sounds annoying to me, the actual name of it. When I first heard it, I was like, webinar? What on earth are you talking about? It was kind of annoying, but what it is, it's a fantastic platform. You've probably a lot of the listeners have been on a webinar of some kind over the years, but if you haven't, it's an online platform where you can run a seminar and people can see your screen, you share the screen, and you can talk to them live, you can answer questions, they can post comments and all sorts of things. So basically you're like running a workshop or a seminar, but just doing it online. So people click a link and they can join it at the set time. Now, why you should pay attention to it and how it can help you sell more products and services? Well, the whole thing with marketing, a general approach we're always taking is we make friends first. So look to provide value to people. Through webinars, you can provide value, you can teach, you can share your expertise and in a way that's really leveraged. So the best thing about it is it's one to many. So you could be sitting at home in your pajamas running a webinar and have 1,000 people on the other, receiving it on the other end who are sitting in on your webinar. They would never know you're in your pajamas, of course, unless you turn your camera on. So you can be anywhere on earth. People can jump on live at any time. So they could be anywhere international, overseas, anywhere on planet Earth. Well, as long as they've got internet, they could maybe be in outer space as well. But, you get the idea. Numbers don't matter either. So when you're on a seminar or a workshop, the numbers that you get in the room matter. They have a huge impact because for you to run a workshop, if you rent a room that costs you $500, and you sell tickets for $50, well, if you sell 4 tickets, well, you've just lost money straight off the mark. So we want to be making sure that, you're in that setting that you're covering costs and so on. Whereas a webinar, you could have 2 people on there. And yeah, if there's 2 people or 100 people, you're still probably the biggest commitment is just your time. I'm actually sitting here at home right now at our place on Narrabeen Beach, and I can see the water's so clear. This has just distracted me. I can see a stingray cruising through the waves just out in front. It's pretty amazing. It's massive too, and I can see the whites under its wing, and it's pretty amazing. It's just slowly cruising past our balcony here. Anyway, good distraction there. What was I talking about? Yeah, so it doesn't matter about the numbers. You could have 1 person on there, and it doesn't mean your expenses go up. It's just your outlay of time and whether you've paid a fee or not to use the webinar platform. I'll get to the different kinds of platforms that we've used and we tend to like in a moment. But you get the idea. You can be, one to many, or one to 200, or you can have 1 person on the call, and at least it would be good experience for you, and you can build a relationship in that leveraged kind of way. So there's not that urgency of, oh no, we haven't sold enough tickets with webinars. It's great for extra value. So you could think of it in terms of sales, as I've just mentioned. So you could say, look, someone who buys a certain product or service from you, well, they'll get to attend a free webinar as a thank you for purchasing it, as an extra value add, which they can come along and sit on, jump in on. Or you could simply do it as a value add to your existing customers as a way to reignite them and get them back interested in you or get them back in the door. Or it could just be just a value add in general, just providing something that your competitors don't. Like you might run a monthly webinar or with tax advice, you know, or how to leverage their tax for your small business. If say you are an accountant, or you might provide a monthly webinar if you are a health coach, which is free for your existing customers as an extra value add that your competitors simply don't. Or you might be a trainer or a gym owner, and you can run a monthly webinar. You could get one of your trainers in the gym to do, you know, a month each, and they just do one session, which is could be 45 minutes plus question and answer. So, you know, with health tips and so on. So an awesome way to provide extra value that competitors won't as well. Plus, it's a fantastic way to get new people who aren't ready to buy from you yet, more familiar with you, and to build that relationship to, you know, hopefully move them towards a sale down the track. So a lot of awesome benefits there. Also, another cool thing about webinars is that you don't have to promote them for a very long time. So it's not a really long lead time to promote a webinar. Typically, for most webinars that we tend to run, we only really start promotion about 2 weeks before the actual webinar happens. Say if it was a live event where people have to, you know, come physically and take time out of their day, well, then you're probably looking at 6 weeks out, you start promoting, even 8 weeks out, you start promoting. And within the last couple of weeks, it's sort of almost, you know, especially the last week, it's a big call for someone to rearrange their schedule to come to a live event. However, when it's an online event, you know, if you've timed it, because the cool thing with webinars, another cool thing is you can schedule them to run in, it might be like midday till 1 o'clock, so it's in people's lunch break, or you can do it after hours. So you could do it at 7 p.m. at night when most people have that time available, and you could simply make it 45 minutes to an hour, and then there's no downtime for people, so they can simply hit start right on the minute. You know, they don't have to travel anywhere. They could be either at home or in their office or on their phone. You know, as long as they have an internet connection, they can dial in. So very accessible for people as well, which makes it easier for them to show up, you know, not have to travel times and all that to go to like a physical event, which is super duper cool as well. So definitely a lot of benefits, which I've just thrown at you there. the reason I say you only need a couple of weeks lead time to promote, we found with webinars, if you're promoting them months in advance, you tend to get more people not showing up because they just forget about it or it comes around. So we tend to do a little bit of a blast around 2 weeks before, maybe a week before we do a reminder, if it was, say, by emails or and by ads and things. We just ramp it up into the days that are right before it. So we tend to get the most registrations within kind of 48 hours right before the actual thing happens. So we'd increase the ad spend if we're promoting it via online ads and things like that. You get the idea. So a little bit higher frequency and a bit more push as it gets really close to the actual webinar. Platforms, in terms of what platforms to use, we used GoToWebinar for many, many years. We've actually started using Zoom now, just so Zoom, Z-O-O-M, or Z for the American listeners. and the reason we did that is because with GoToWebinar, you can have up to 100 attendees on calls and until you have to upgrade to a more expensive level. And we upgraded for a while, and looking at this money, the cost for that, it's quite high. It's quite a big jump from the level that takes you from 100 attendees to, I think it's 1,000 is the next level up. And however, with Zoom, they have an option which allows 500 attendees, which was a bit more cost effective, and we thought a bit smarter for us over a long period, because we do run with webinars, you know, every month. We've been using webinar platforms for about 9 years now, and so we don't want to. We've also found Zoom's easy. It is a very easy platform. It tends to have good connectivity. We tend to get less hassles and less drop-offs and things happening. I'm not sure. I have no idea how that all works behind the scenes, but I just know that it tends to be working. Maybe it uses less bandwidth or something. I have no idea about that stuff, but it seems to be working well for us. There is another platform out there which we played with for a while, a couple of years back, called AnyMeeting. And AnyMeeting starts, they did start back then with a free level, so you'd need to check that out if you wanted to start with a free level. However, their free level meant that there was ads on the, so if someone registers and they're sitting on your webinar and they can see your screen, there'll be a little bit of a dashboard around where they can see your view your screen. And on the dashboard, it had ads, like other people's ads and things. And so that didn't really sit very well with us. But that could be a good starting place for someone just getting started. In terms of content structure, something I'll share with you, because you might get to the point where you think, okay, this sounds pretty good. Christo, good job. You've got me excited about webinars and maybe running a webinar for your audience. Now, how do I put it together? So I'll give you a bit of an overview of the structure. If you're sitting down, you might want to write this down or replay it if you're driving, you know, once you get to a safe destination, of course, where you can write it down. In terms of a bit of a structure, I'll give you an overview. The first thing we do is, in terms of timing, even first of all, maybe around about 45 minutes tends to be sweet, with 15 minutes of questions. So we found that you could do shorter. I just tend to think people committing over 2 hours and keeping their attention span for over 2 hours, you know, or over an hour tends to get a little long. So what we do instead of doing that is, if we want to deliver more content, we just break it up over a series of webinars. So we might do a series of three. I've run some of you guys who are in our database, our email database, and you know that we do these webinars from time to time for free for our audience, where I'll walk through an exact online strategy. So we have one coming up on how to create a one-page marketing plan. I've done series as where, and that's a one-off session. So I'll do it in the 45 minutes, and then we'll have 15 minutes of live question and answer time. And however, in the past, I've done series where I did an online marketing funnel where I might say, look, if you have ads or blog, here's how we attract people to our website. Here's how we do our own SEO, our own search engine optimization work on our own website to attract more traffic. Once they land on the traffic, here's what we want to do next. We want to move them towards this offer. And I mapped out the whole sequence and showing live on the screen exactly how I do it. So here's exactly the web page they land on. Then I go into our database. It sends them this email. Here's how I make the email and all the steps. And here's how I present the offer to them. Here's how we give them extra value. All these steps. Here's how we ask them to refer a friend and so on. Now, that was too much for 45 minutes. So I broke it up over a series of three webinars. So I said, we're going to do an online marketing funnel and map out the whole online marketing flow. It's a special series. We gave the series a name. And the very first one, you know, like for example, one of those sessions alone was about the SEO, how to search engine optimize your website, your own website, so you get found by more people within Google. That was just one. And then I'd say, this is part one. You know, next session we're going to do, okay, once the people land on the web page, what do we want to happen next? You know, to hopefully move them towards building relationships and then becoming a customer of yours. So that would split up. It's too much content. If you try and squeeze too much into one, you're just going to be, you know, speaking at 100 miles an hour and not even get through it, and you end up going over time and things. So a decent structure, 45 minutes of content, followed by 15 minutes of question and answer, Q&A time. So structure is, when we introduce a webinar, the content, and you're putting it together yourself, the starting point is, hello, everybody, this is what we'll be teaching you today. So introduce what it is that you'll be teaching. And a cool thing to do here is deliver the biggest takeout that people will take as a result of listening. Because in those first few minutes, you have a very narrow window of time for people to go, am I going to stick around or am I not? Am I going to, you know, they're going to bail out. They're going to assess you in those first few minutes to know whether their time is going to be well invested on this webinar, or they've got better things to do, like going and cooking dinner or whatever it is. So this is what I'm going to teach you. And as one big promise, you'll walk away, like I might have said on the SEO one, you'll walk away knowing exactly how to update your website so you'll be found by more customers. And I'm sure for everybody on the call, this will help your website or certain pages on your website move closer, or you know, at least to hopefully that front page on Google or even, you know, start moving towards number one. So one clear promise, this is exactly what you get. So like, for example, we have one coming up, a free webinar for our database. If you're not in our database, a really cool thing you could do is go and add yourself, just go and opt in through our basicbananas.com. If you get out any of our kind of free content where you have to add your email, you'll be added in, where we send our video tips and things to, because you'll get the invite and you can see this whole process that I'm teaching in today's content. If you attend the, there's a webinar coming up on how to map out your one page marketing plan for the next 90 days. So on that one, the big promise is you'll walk away with knowing, you know, exactly what to pop into that 90 page plan. That would be horrible. Not 90 page plan, but one page, 90 day plan. Big difference there. So that's the promise. You walk away with that. You've got it physically done. Like you know exactly what goes into that. So that's you get the idea. So start with what it is and one big promise. The second part is planting a little teaser for later. So you might say, I'll show you where to grab that template right at the end of the session. If I forget, maybe you guys, the listeners, want to remind me. So something like along the lines of a script like this. I'm going to show you at the end of the session. So you're just planting a seed for something at the end. So they think, oh, wow, I better stick around. Because the more people stick around, they're going to get to know you. They're going to become more familiar with you. They're going to start to, you know, build that familiarity, which leads to trust, which leads to becoming a customer down the track. So planning a little, hey, this is what we're going to do later. What I like to do is do a little bit of a who I am, just briefly who I am. And what you try and bring up in the who I am section, this is the third part, is anything that could annoy people. So I might say, just a quick, have one slide that I bring up and I say, look, this is who I am. My name's Christo. I'm a surfer and that's just who I am, to be honest. I'm going to say cool too much. I'm probably going to say and mumble a little bit. I apologize for that if it annoys you, but this is just something we're going to have to deal with. or if I had a strong accent, like if I'm presenting, if it was, say, doing for an American audience, a US or English audience, or any audience that I'm not the, you know, it's not my accent, I might say I have an Aussie accent, you know, and so I'm going to say some words. If I say any words, you're not sure what about I'm saying or what's going on. This is just who I am. So hopefully that's cool with everybody. That's the way we're going to roll. Just so that we don't have people sitting there thinking, oh, where is he from? What's that accent? Or, geez, accent's annoying. What is that? Well, gee, this guy says cool too much. What sort of a dude does this guy think he is? Like, we don't, you know, you just want to kind of squash that quickly and say, look, this is who I am and this is why, if that's going to bother anyone. The fourth part is we're going to teach. So fourth segment is you're going to teach. In the who, you might say your own style as well. You get the idea. So look, this is my style. I might do it really fast. For some of you might do it really fast. Some you might going to take your time. You know, you mention how you're going to say it in your own way in that who. Fourth part, as I mentioned, is teach. So share the valuable content. It's nice to break it into steps if you can, because so people can follow along a bit easier. The fifth part is if you are going to promote. So if you're going to promote something, you're going to move into a little pitch. So a little bit of a spiel about a promotion for something that you have coming up. If you're not going to promote something, that's still fantastic. You don't have to promote. It's absolutely really beneficial still to run a webinar, even if you don't pitch something. Like, you don't have to have a call to action at the end to move them towards it, you know, some sort of desired action that you'd like the listeners to, the viewers to take. It's you can do it for your audience just as a value add, as I was mentioning before. Like, if when we're running webinars for our members that we do every week, there's never a call to action. It's just to provide value and answer questions for them and review their marketing and things. Or if we do bonus ones, then the call to action might be, so now you go away and here's exactly what you need to do to make your, you know, to update your own SEO or whatever it is we want them to implement to benefit their business and their marketing. However, if it's to a new audience, we're promoting it, being promoted through ads, or it's to customers who haven't bought yet, or you might be doing a webinar to promote a new product or service, or promote one that's seasonal that's coming up that you'd like to give it a push, then in that case, you might do a pitch at the end. So how we transition into your pitch it needs to be smooth, because people, when they often get to this point of trying to promote something, they get all clunky and they get all weird and they start to mumble, or they feel like they're a salesperson and they feel like they've got to be kind of cheesy and over the top. So it needs to be a smooth transition. A nice way to do this is you could simply say something like, so these are, you know, you might have taught throughout the content on that session where you've said, so this is what we do, you know, or what I suggest you do as a result of today's session. How we do it with our customers to take things further is we do this program, or we have this certain product. You just basically roll into it like that. A nice transitioning, the words you could use are, here's how we do it with our customers. Like I might say, if I was doing that SEO content, I could have said, this is SEO, so here's what you need to do with your website. So the final three things to implement for you are this, this, and this. However, I want to wrap it up after the teaching segment. And then the number five in this overview of the webinar content is then the smooth transition into the pitch. So then I might just say, so here's your three things you need to do. Here's how we do it with our members that we work with. So, or people that just want us to do it. Or if we want it, when we handhold people, here's how we do it. In the Clever Bunch sessions, we have one of the sessions where I pull it up on the screen. I show you exactly on our site. The Clever Bunch program walks you through it step by step by step. So if you, any of the listeners, are interested in having us hold your hand to walk you through this, here's how you could go about getting that. The Clever Bunch is this and this, and then I'll just go into a bit of a description about that, our main program that helps people to implement and upgrade all of their marketing. So you get the idea. It's just a, here's how we do it with our customers. It's a nice transition. To break down the pitch for you, if you are going into a pitch, start at number one. I'll give you four steps to the pitch, which you should include here. Here's how we do it with our customers. That's smooth transition. Number two is, here's a result we've achieved. So, and number three is, here's what we are doing now. And I'll break these down for you. And number four is, here's why it's the best time to buy this right now. So to get it right now. So for example, I might have said, so number one, here's how we do it with our customers. So here's how we do this with our customers in the Clever Bunch. Is we look at your website, we can review it on our help desk. We look at it specifically your individual site. We do it in a session as well. We show exactly what to do and we hold your hand. The Clever Bunch, you know, is this and this and this and this. Go into the spiel. And I might say, here's a result we've achieved for one of our members. They went from, you know, page 15 to page one, or whatever it is you're offering. That's step two. Step three is, here's what we're doing right now. Right now with the Clever Bunch, we are doing an intake where we're taking people on, we're accepting new members. We have new groups coming up around all Australian cities, say New Zealand, in Auckland. We have them in Canada coming up. Also in the UK, which we'll be launching later in the year. This is totally true as well. And in the US. This is why, how we're doing it. And then the fourth step was why. Here's why it's the best time to buy it right now. So what we're offering right now is this. So if you want to grab it at this special time, it's a great opportunity to step up right now. Or, you know, we only take 15 in the group, or all real reasons, of course. You might say it's a start of summer special, and the start of summer special is only going to be promoted till then. Buy our sunglasses or this special range of sunglasses if you want to get the pre-release. We're doing a limited run of them, or it's a great time to upgrade your tax with us, or come and have an extra business consult or a financial planning session, or reassess your lending requirements or capable, you know, whatever. We might be able to reduce your home loan, whatever you offer. Or it's a good time to upgrade your branding, and we can do, you know, look at it now, or what we can offer you is an intro or review or branding health check at this moment. You get the idea. So you move them to that. So it's the four steps to the pitch are, here's how we do it with our customers, smooth transition. Step two, here's a result we've achieved. Step three, here's what we're doing right now. Like, here's what's coming up. And step four is, here's why it's the best time to do this is right now. So don't delay. So there we go. You guys are going to be webinar ninjas after this if you take it and action it. Of course, if you don't action any of this, it's going to do absolutely nothing for you. However, action will get results. So I do encourage you to give it a crack. And I'd love nothing more than to hear from you how you've implemented a webinar and you've generated a ton of sales as a result. Please do share it with us. It's what motivates us and gets us inspired. There's nothing more exciting for me than hearing the results that you, our audience and listeners, achieve as a result of implementing the things that we've shared with you. That's why we do it. We love to hear it. And we love to hear the personal stories about people, how things have made an impact and their business has started working more for them, rather than them being a massive slave to the business. We are all about creating freedom for business owners and the marketers within the businesses, because as you as a marketer, even if you're working in someone else's business, as you build out your team, well, your value in the business goes up and your flexibility goes up. Your time becomes more leveraged. It's all about leveraging people, marketers and business owners, time to give freedom back and that flexibility, and obviously creating the more time and resources for the things that you'd love to do in life. That is why we do it here at Basic Bananas, and that's why I'm here sharing with you today. So thank you very much for listening once again. We do have some amazing things coming up. As I mentioned, we have a webinar coming up in July. It is on the 18th of July. And it is a free webinar to our audience. So if you are in our email database, you will receive invites to that. I know one invite's already gone out and there's around 180 people were already registered a few days ago. I checked the results as of midday after that email went out. So I imagine there'll be well over 200 by now registered. And we will, if you get our weekly news emails, which have our video tips and what the topic of this podcast is, they're great emails to receive. So if you're not on there, head on over to Basic Bananas and add yourself to the email list. You'll get updated and you'll get to see exactly how I implement everything I've just gone through on this session live on a webinar. So you get a hell of a lot of value and you'll see how it all works and how it all fits together seamlessly when you deliver it. So that'll be a really cool next step if you want to take things further on both upgrading your webinar skills, but you'll also be learning how to, you know, map out that one-page marketing plan the way that we tend to like to do it. So it is on the 18th of July, 2:30 p.m. Sydney time. So Sydney, Australia time, wherever you are, whatever time zone you're in, you could work out what that time is for you. If you simply go and register, I think it gives you it in your time anyway. You can do the conversion there. So definitely go ahead and register yourself for that one. And hopefully we will see you on that session and we can take things further. Obviously, as always, I always love to say, you know, if you benefit from the webinars, please do go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes. Helps us climb the rankings, helps us reach more people and make a bigger difference to business owners on planet Earth. So until next time, folks, take care, keep upgrading the marketing, and I hope to hear from you soon. Bye for now.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.